This is the first episode of Bangus Automotive Podcast. I'm going to keep it real raw with you guys, unedited. If I mess up, I mess up. If I slur my words, I slur my words. You know, if I stutter, I stutter. So in the first episode, I'm going to do a relatable podcast for you guys. I'm sorry, relatable episode. See, I'm messing up already. But three things you must do before modifying your car. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because it's something that I'm going through personally right now with modifying my car. I'm learning along the way. I've been into cars for about 2 years now. I just started getting into modifying my car. I'm in a position now where I can modify my car, and we're also going to talk about that within this episode of being in a position to modify your car. Are you financially stable? Are you mentally stable? Things like that. We're going to be talking about not just common sense things. We're also going to be talking about tactical things and mental things. So it's not just, okay, boom, 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 boom. It's more of I'm going more in depth and more deeper into, you know, the topic, because I can get on here and tell you, okay, make sure this is right, and this is right, and this is right, and then you modify your car. But it's a lot more that goes into it. I feel like not many people are talking about, and it's a lot that I want to talk about. So the number one thing that I would say is to check your finances. Nobody talks about this. They tell you, okay, the first thing you should do is get wheels, tires, and suspension. That's the first thing you do to your car. No, the first thing you need to look at is your finances. Can you afford to invest in your car or in a car? Whether you're going to mod your daily car or if you're going to buy a car to modify and do whatever your hopes and dreams or desires are, whether you want to stance it, you want to race it, you want to street it, you want to drift it, doesn't matter. Check your finances. That's the number one thing I feel like is most important when it comes to modifying your car. Can you afford to mod it? Can you afford to invest in it? Can you afford to lose money? That's the main thing. Can you afford to buy parts for your car and it not fitting your car and may not be working out for your car, or it may not go the way it plans? Can you afford to spend $1,000 on coilovers, and when you get the coilovers, they don't fit your car, and now you're out of $1,000? Can you afford to lose $1,000? That's what investing is. Can you afford to lose this amount of money for this type of whatever? You understand what I'm saying? I feel like that's number one. Now, right along with number one is fix the mechanics. Can you afford to fix the mechanics on the car? So if you're head gasket is about to blow, can you afford to fix that? Can you afford to get a new engine? That's the number one thing. If you have to fix the mechanics first. People, they modify their cars and they throw on, you know, they wrap their car, they get wheels, tires, all of that to make it look good. They work on the aesthetics first. No, work on the mechanics. They work on, people just tint their windows. Tinting windows is fine, but I mean, it's still a cosmetic thing. If you need new suspension in general, but you decide to tint your windows because it looks cool and it's going to help you get your build going faster, you're already starting off wrong. That's how I feel. And the main thing you want to do is make sure the car is running right. You don't want to mod a car that's on its last leg. You don't want to do that because it's not going to be good for you in the end. So yes, fix the mechanics. For me, with my car, what I'm going through now is I'm having an overheating problem. Well, first of all, I drive a 1998 Honda Civic LX. Not too many people are modding this car. They are modding this car, but I feel like they're not modding it in the right way. I'm not trying to come for anybody's build because everybody has a different perspective. When you are modifying your car, you're a creator. You're sculpting it. You're trying to bring a vision out from your mind, and you're trying to bring it into reality pretty much. So you're a creator. Everybody's built this different. I feel like my approach to a Honda Civic 98 sedan, I have an EK sedan, it's a sedan. I feel like my approach to it would be different from how anybody else is. And anybody can say the same thing for themselves. I know that. But I just feel like I have a different perspective on the car. So what I'm going through with my car right now is I have an overheating problem. I changed the thermostat. I had bought an ECT sensor, but I had bought the wrong one. My mechanic told me, so he didn't change it, but I changed out my thermostat. My check engine light is on for my catalytic converter. I just paid $500 to get a brand new exhaust because the muffler rusted off. And since I do want to modify this car, I was like, you know what, let me just get a whole new exhaust and not just a new muffler, because I could see my exhaust where the resonator was all the way from like to where the catalytic converter is. It was rust. It was a lot of rust. So I said, let me just replace the whole thing. So I spent $500 to replace that. Unfortunately, I'm still, how should I say this? My car is still overheating. So that's what I'm working on now. That's what I'm going through. I can't afford to invest on fixing this issue. And so the first thing that I'm doing is I'm fixing the mechanics. I want to get the overheating issue out of the way before I buy wheels and tires and paint the car and all this fun stuff that's more fun than fixing the mechanics. But I want the car to be running right if I want it to look how I want it to look inside and on the outside. So that's what I'm going through personally with my car. Now, another thing that is important when it comes to modifying your car is, what is your mental state? What is your intentions when it comes to trying to make your car look cool? Are you doing it for your friends? Are you doing it to show off? Why? Like, what is your why? What is your mental perspective when it comes to modifying this car? So, okay, you checked your finances. Your finances are good. You can afford to invest and lose money when it comes to modifying your car, and you are working on fixing the mechanics. Now, what is your mental state? Why are you doing it? Are you doing it because you love cars? Cars is your hobby. You have a passion for cars. Are you using cars as a way to get into a different kind of industry? Maybe you want to modify your car because maybe you want to modify your car, take pictures of your car, and then become a photographer and take pictures of other people's cars. You know what I'm saying? Or are you doing it just to show off? Doing it for your friends. So now it's different when it comes to doing it for your friends because, okay, if you have a friend who is modifying their car and you want to modify your car, are you doing it because they're just modifying their car, or are you doing it because you want to do it? The point that I'm trying to come across is, do it for a real reason. Don't just get into something because you see other people doing it. Get into it because you want to do it. It's very cliche, the cliche saying, oh, if your friend jumps off a bridge, are you gonna jump off too? Because it looks cool. So that's what I'm trying to say. Let's see. Next thing I would say is, have patience. Okay, your build is going to take time. You can talk to any car person, and if you tell them that, oh, I want to have my car looking this way, this way, and this way in 6 months, they'll be like, no, like, you need to chill out. Like I said, you are a creator, you are a sculptor, you're an artist. This isn't something that's going to happen overnight, and overnight, I mean as in 6 months. It could take you, well, there are people out there who has a build that takes 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years in the making before they get it the way they want. And when they do get it the way they want, they're still not done modifying it. You never stop being creative, as I should say. You are a creator when it comes to modifying your car. You're not just modifying it. You're a creator. You're an artist. So take pride in being an artist and take pride in your work, and understand that when you want something to look good and you want it to feel good and look great, you have to have patience, okay? Have patience, your build will take time. Buy parts when you can afford it. This also goes back into checking your finances. If you can't afford to buy the parts that you want, or let me say this. Buy the parts that you want. Don't cheap out on parts. If you want a Battle Arrow wing, save for that Battle Arrow wing. Don't go to eBay and get a $200 wing because you want to hurry up and put it on your car, because you want a wing on your car. Save up for that Battle Arrow wing, because when you get that Battle Arrow wing, you're going to have a Battle Arrow wing. You're not going to have a $200 Amazon or eBay wing on your car. You understand what I'm saying? If you really want that part, you have to really save for that part. If that part is in your vision on how you want your car to look like in the end, then that's the part that you should get. Have patience. If you can't afford it right now, eventually you will afford it. I don't care if it takes you 6 months to save up for that part. I don't care if it takes you a whole year to save up for that part. As long as you waited that whole year and you saved for it, and now you have the part that you wanted. I also have save for the best high quality parts for you, which also goes back to the Battle Arrow wing. Don't cheap out on some parts. Some parts it's okay to cheap out on. And you'll know through the process, okay, I can get this off of eBay for $20. Like for me, my headlights that I have, I changed my headlights probably about maybe about a month ago, maybe, I'm not sure. My headlights that I have, they're stock headlights, but the housing is black. It's not the original housing. So those cost me, I bought those off of, I believe, I bought them off of eBay for about maybe $50 as a pair. So it was like those, they look good. You know what I'm saying? You can, if you want to cheap out like on some parts, it's okay. And like I said, you'll know what parts you can cheap out on, and you know what parts, well, not could, but you know what parts you should cheap out on, and you know what parts you shouldn't cheap out on. So for me, my headlights, I cheaped out on them. They're $50, and they actually look really good. So some parts you can cheap out on, some parts you shouldn't cheap out on. So I'm actually going to keep this episode really short. It was the first one. I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say. Just to recap, when you're modifying your car, for me, the one number one thing is to check your finances. And I feel like nobody is talking about that. Nobody is saying, do you have money to invest in your car? If you look up if you look up videos on YouTube, I don't know if anybody else is talking about this, but I'm just gonna say it. For the most part, I'll say, for the most part, you look up videos on YouTube and you type in three things you must do before modifying your car. I guarantee you it's gonna be wheels, tires, and suspension. And maybe somebody might say, fix the mechanics, make sure the car is running. But for the most part, the top three things that people are going to tell you to do, the top three advice that, well, top three tips that people are giving you is to do your wheels, suspension, and tires. Now, they may be saying this as an after you've checked everything else, like I've talked about in the beginning of this episode, but still, people need to hear it. They need you to hear it, because if you say, okay, the three things you need to do is wheels, tires, and suspension, you could be talking to somebody who can't even afford wheels, tires, and suspension, and they go out and buy wheels, tires, and suspension, and their engine's about to blow. That's not helping somebody. So my top three things is you need to check your finances. Can you afford to invest in your car? Can you afford to lose money investing in your car? Can you afford to do this? Can you afford to take on this hobby? Because this is a very expensive hobby that you're getting yourself into. Can you afford to do this? Fix your mechanics. So check your finances, fix your mechanics, and have patience. Your build is going to take time. Let it take time. Whether you want to or not, let your build take time. I know for a fact that my build is going to take time. Because to be honest with you, if you really want to get technical, I've been working on my car for 2 years now. 2 years ago, I said I wanted to work on it and I wanted to build it, and I've been working on it for 2 years. Of course, I had to get myself out of a financial situation so I can be able to afford to invest in my car, which is all part of the process, which nobody talks about. I feel like some people don't go through this, or they just don't feel comfortable talking about it, but you have to be financially ready before you put yourself into something that you don't even know what you're getting yourself into. This is an investment that you're doing. You're investing in something that you love to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with spending money or spending time on something that you love to do. So if you're going to do it, why not do it the right way? Why not, you know, have your pieces in order? Why not have your plan set? Okay, this is what I need to do before I invest. Or this is what I need. Okay, yeah. This is what I need to do before I invest. This is what I need to do before I modify my car. It's the same thing. Okay? So, I'm going to say it again. Check your finances. Fix the mechanics. And have patience. Those are the three things you need to do before you start modifying your car. Before you start throwing on a huge battle arrow wing. Before you start getting side skirt splitters, diffuser, wheels, tire, suspension, tinting your windows. I don't care. Before you do any of that, before you even rip out the engine and put in a 2J or an LS, I don't even care. Before you do any of that, check your finances. Make sure your car is running right in order for you to modify it. And have patience. You'll get there. Your build will take time. Thank you again. This is My Asia with Bangers Automotive. This is episode number 1 for our podcast, and I hope you enjoy.